Well, hello everyone, it's Morgan Harper-Nichols here, and thank you so much for joining me for today's episode. And thank you also for your patience this summer, as I plan to bring this podcast back in summer, and it is technically still summer right now. However, I just didn't get around to getting the new episodes up as soon as I had planned. And I am now currently in the fall semester, the second year of my PhD program. And on top of just school stuff and life stuff and everything else, just in the world at large, I'm also teaching two undergraduate classes this semester. So I now have something extra on my schedule that I didn't have before. And I'm slowly finding a rhythm again, even in terms of where I'm recording episodes. The room that I'm recording in right now is not soundproofed the way that I need it to be. However, I just wanted to record something. I was like, I have to get something up before September starts. So this is me just taking a deep breath amidst all of the fragments of episodes that I have been working on and recording, and just pressing record on this new episode just to share something for moving into September. So I'm going to read a poem that I've been working on for the past few weeks, and it's called At the Threshold of August and September. As you move toward September, may you always remember all the changing winds of August you already made it through. For somehow, through the push and pull of everything, they did not overtake you. Yes, you have felt it all. And you have also made it here. Swept through headwinds that shaped and reshaped you. You have lived through it all. Another year. You are not just going in circles. You are moving through cycles with every breath you take. Inhale, exhale at this threshold. In rhythms, you are awake. And even though you have become all too aware of all you still need to say, to reach, to do, nothing can take away from the wisdom already gathered, from all you have already traveled through, to get here, where August ends and September begins. Another turn in a cycle, a chance to begin again. When I first started working on this piece, one of the main ideas that I was working with was this concept of you're not just going in circles, because that is a pain point that has come up for me a lot, and also just a lot of people who've given feedback on things that I've written in the past. Because I've written a few pieces on the concept of being a little bit further than you were a year ago and remembering how far you have come. I have a whole book called How Far You Have Come. However, oftentimes at many different scales, all the way from a personal scale, all the way to a global scale, that can just not feel like it's enough. It can just not feel like it's enough to have come so far, to hear, oh, you've come so far, you've done so much, you've learned so much. And the reason why I think I can really try to speak to that when other people have responded to things I've written that way is because that's also what I'm wrestling with, even as I write that. I do believe it's true. And at the same time, I recognize how it's hard to feel like it's true, that having come so far, having made it another year, can feel like enough to take a deep breath with and just say, okay, I'm just going to sit with that for a little bit. It's like, I recognize that. But something I have been really leaning into this summer is just really studying a lot of various aspects of nature, which that part within itself, that's not really new. I've done that in a lot of different ways in my work through the years. However, I've just become a lot more focused this year. For instance, I spent way too much time on cicadas, looking at the lifespan of cicadas, wingspans of cicadas, the different kinds of cicadas, how long they live. But it's been going through that process and looking at what I as a human can learn by looking at various animals, insects, different flowers, different natural phenomena. Something that I've just been learning a lot to pay more attention to is just this concept of cycles and how even though we have a lot of language that really tends to lean toward things sounding like they need to happen in a timeline, a line, something very linear, step by step, even those words like taking steps or timeline, they really imply this very just linear structured pattern where it's like, okay, you do this thing and that thing and that thing and that thing, and then you go from point A to point B. There's a lot of language like that, and at least in the English language, that's the only language that I speak, that really just implies that in a lot of areas of life where, especially as I look more in nature, things are happening more in cycles. There's more of a concept of return. And in some ways that might sound really cliche. For instance, if you think about like the four seasons, summer, moving into autumn, moving into winter, moving into spring, these are things that we intellectually and intuitively know. Like that's not like some grand new concept that no one's ever spoken of before. However, I've just been spending a lot more time with it when I'm in those moments where I'm starting to say, yeah, having come so far doesn't feel like enough, when you feel like you're just going back to the beginning again, when you feel like you're having to take steps backward. I've just been learning to think about cycles more and recognize, what am I supposed to carry with me into this new cycle, even if it feels like a return, whether it's a return that I was expecting or not expecting, what can I carry with me regardless? And that's why I wrote in the poem that nothing can take away from the wisdom already gathered. Because no matter what happens when I go into a new cycle, into a new year that might in some ways feel like the previous year, it might feel like a repeat, I am still free to ask, what am I carrying with me that matters? Through all that I've traveled through all the things that seem redundant even, what are the patterns that I'm recognizing in that? And this is also why in the poem, I come back to the idea of the cycles being in every breath that you take. Because when you really just strip it all down and you look at, well, what has been consistent? What have I been doing over and over, even as the years start to pile up? That's another thing that really implies like a linear step by step. But as the years start to accumulate, what has been true? What have I kept doing? And in a very literal sense, you can say, I've kept breathing. So when I wrote, you are not just going in circles, you are moving through cycles with every breath you take. Obviously, circles and cycles have a lot in common there, but what my hope was to, by using the word cycles, connect it to something beyond like this image of a perfect circle that's like being lost in a maze or something, or just trying to pace your way around without direction. And instead offer this image of cycles, which is the same word that we would use to describe something concerning seasons or tides or the sunrise and the sunset, to show that, or the phases of the moon, the growth and decay of plants, to show that there are things that repeat, and these things don't repeat in the exact same way every time. As they return, as they come back, the fall is different, the bloom is different, even if there are a lot of similarities. And my hope was that in just shifting that one word from circles to cycles, that can show that when we arrive at thresholds, such as like a new month, and we start reflecting on, well, where was I last year at this time? Or where was I the past 2 or 3 years before? It's like, wow, not as nearly as much has changed as I thought would have changed, or I'm not quite where I want it to be. When we get there, we can just start to slowly but surely explore other language, other ways of being in this moment. And that's not going to fix everything. And certainly not going to change everything overnight. However, my hope was that with that word in particular, cycles, it could help bring a sense of recognizing the rhythms and not every part of these rhythms are going to feel beautiful and fulfilling, certainly not in every moment. But within those rhythms, there is also a sense of renewal. So I guess ultimately what I wanted to leave you with on this episode today, if you don't remember any other word that I said, is the word cycle, and to allow yourself to explore what kind of image can you hold on to right now that represents cycles, cycles over circles. That's not to say that there are no circles in life, but to just create room for yourself to take that pressure off of needing to have that like perfect loop around where every time you come back around, everything is just this precisely mapped out thing. Like, okay, now I'm here at this September. Let me reflect on what I was doing last September and make sure that I am growing in this perfectly linear way. And instead of that, to create room to say, you know what? I'm going to embrace the cycles of things however I can, even if it's just starting with one cycle at a time. So what I would like to offer as a prompt for today's episode is to go on Google and just start searching, what kind of flowers grow in September? What kind of animals might you start to see or might appear in late August or early September? What kind of natural phenomena might appear or show up in September? And it doesn't even necessarily have to be tied to the region that you live in. It can be anywhere in the world. And just pay attention to what stands out to you. Look at some Wikipedia pages, some images, and to say, oh, that's really beautiful. And that's what I mean by what stands out to you. It doesn't have to be like this deeply complex thought. It could just be like, oh, that's a very beautiful flower. I've never heard of that flower before. That's kind of cool. And just allow yourself to hold on to that image and maybe read the Wikipedia page and go through it and just see if there's any words that stand out to you that connect when it comes to your own story. Of course, your life is going to be different than a random flower that you found on Wikipedia. However, you never know what language might be hiding in seemingly ordinary things that can actually speak to the journey that you are on. That is a massive part of my creative process. However, I've started to recognize that that is true far beyond the page, beyond the canvas. So that's something that I hope to offer you today. And before we go, I will just read that poem one more time as we move into September. As you move towards September, may you always remember all the changing winds of August. You already made it through. For somehow, through the push and pull of everything, they did not overtake you. Yes, you have felt it all, and you have also made it here. Swept through headwinds that shaped and reshaped you, you have lived through it all another year. You are not just going in circles. You are moving through cycles with every breath you take. Inhale. Exhale, at this threshold, in rhythms, you are awake. And even though you have become all too aware of all you still need to say, to reach, to do, nothing can take away from the wisdom already gathered, from all you have already traveled through, to get here, where August ends and September begins, another return in a cycle, a chance to begin again. Thank you for listening. I'm Morgan Harper Nichols.